This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The credit rate in the United States has gone down. It's less than perfect for the first time in U.S. history. Last night, Standard & Poor's downgraded its rating of U.S. credit from AAA, the highest grade, to AA+. Speculation abounds about what happens next for the White House, the economy, Wall Street, and the American people. All that seems certain, there'll be a lot of finger-pointing. Coming up, we'll discuss the potential economic fallout of the downgrade, and we'll have a report on the flat job market. We start with NPR's White House correspondent, Ari Shapiro. Ari, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Good morning, Scott.
And S&P said it was politics, more than economics, that was the driving factor behind their decision. Trace that out for us, please.
Well, there were elements of both in the press release that S&P put out last night. You know, this all comes back to the debt ceiling debate that occupied Washington for months. Ultimately, the United States did not default on its loans. As you remember, at the beginning of this past week, Congress did raise the debt ceiling. Washington leaders did agree on a plan to lower U.S. debts a bit now and more in the future. But that was not enough for Standard & Poor's. According to last night's press release, the deal does not do enough to reduce debt in relation to gross domestic product. And S&P, as you mentioned, says the political process left the agency unimpressed as well. The statement from the agency says, "The political brinksmanship of recent months highlights what we see as America's governance and policymaking becoming less stable, less effective, and less predictable than what we previously believed, leading to the credit downgrade."
The Obama administration was, I think it's safe to say, openly indignant. Although that seemed to come from the Treasury, not the White House. Tell us about reaction.
Well, Treasury is always the department that interacts with the ratings agencies. And as is typical, the S&P contacted Treasury in the afternoon before it released this decision. It released the decision after the markets closed. But S&P contacted Treasury around 2 p.m. yesterday, according to officials familiar with the situation. Now, what makes this really interesting is that Treasury apparently found a big math error in Standard & Poor's accounting, a math error of some $2 trillion. They went back to Standard & Poor's and said, "Hey, look, if you fix this, then the long-term ratio of debt to GDP flattens out and the economic problem that you're describing doesn't actually exist." So they said, "S&P, take a deep breath, go back to the numbers. There's no hurry to do this." Obviously, they didn't want them to downgrade U.S. credit, but the S&P went ahead with its decision. And according to these officials familiar with the situation, the rationale that Standard & Poor's gave last night was much more politically based than the more numbers-focused analysis that they delivered to Treasury at 2 p.m. yesterday.
So is Treasury trying, forgive the expression, to discredit S&P's decision-making?
Well, you know, it sounded like there was a fair amount of contempt by federal government officials for the S&P. And some of this goes all the way back to 2008 when these credit ratings agencies gave AAA rating to housing bonds that were basically junk. Last night, there seemed to be an unspoken suggestion among some officials that the S&P threw the economy into havoc by being not sensitive enough 3 years ago. And their sense was that perhaps the S&P may well throw things into havoc again by being too trigger happy. Obviously, nobody in the government wants to see the U.S. credit rating downgraded, and so it's to be expected that they fought tooth and nail against that decision before it came out.
And any indication Moody's, Fitch, the other ratings agencies will follow?
Not clear. The other two big ones are Moody's and Fitch. They have not changed their rating of U.S. credit at the moment. That could change, or S&P could end up being the outlier. Even S&P says it could downgrade American credit further in the future. Basically, the message to America's political leaders is step up and fix America's fiscal policy. If you do, the U.S. could regain its AAA rating. If not, things could get worse.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, thanks.
You're welcome.